Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily, pay-per-view main card night. And I am furious. This event, 15 wisdom traditions, one championship question, unlimited rounds of philosophical punishment. This event is completely free. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Free! I trained for decades to announce pay-per-view. I have a tuxedo. I have a voice like a foghorn wrapped in another foghorn. And tonight, the promoters are just giving it away. No charge. One question. Many traditions. $0.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. You can find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and learn your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, what do I tell my teammates when we finally win the championship we've been chasing for 6 years and I feel nothing? 6 years. The win arrives, the confetti falls, and there is silence where the feeling was supposed to be. Now, answering this honestly tomorrow means admitting something costly. It means giving up the story that the goal was the point, that the arriving was ever going to be the thing. Buddhism does not comfort you here. It hands you the trophy and says, feel the metal, actually feel it. 2-3 pounds, cold, real, and the emptiness is also real. Buddhism's whole move is that for 6 years you were running towards something you believed existed, and belief is not the thing. Now the cup is in your hands and the belief has dissolved. Buddhism calls that the first undeceived moment you've had in years, not loss, accuracy.
Deeply comforting, or the most annoying thing anyone has ever said to a person holding a trophy. Congratulations, your suffering was an illusion. Great, thanks Buddhism.
Stoicism agrees on the accuracy part, but it does not linger. Its answer is essentially three sentences. You confuse the trophy for the virtue. The striving was the thing. The emptiness is correct. Now stop explaining it and return to work. Which is brutal, but not wrong. Stoicism's version of comfort is a closed door.
Judaism opens a different door entirely. It says, look left, look right. Those exhausted, sweating people beside you, that was always the prayer. The cup was God's little joke about where you were looking, and there is something genuinely moving about that, because in the school pickup line, waiting for the kid who is always last out, the arrival is never the moment. The waiting, the other parents, the specific low-grade chaos of it, that's the actual texture of the thing.
Existentialism goes somewhere more unsettling. It says, for 6 years you borrowed a future self who would feel the thing winning required feeling. That self has now arrived and is refusing to pay. The emptiness isn't a malfunction. It is the first moment you are entirely free to decide what you are actually chasing. Liberation or a trap, depending on how comfortable you are with open questions.
The pop culture oracle went with the Lion King, Mufasa in the clouds, remember who you are. But the point it makes is worth keeping. Simba's problem was never forgetting who he was. It was that the running became him. The pride lands were just a reason to keep going. The oracle is saying you feel nothing because the chase was the self. The trophy is just the moment the chase stopped.
Absurdism is the one I keep coming back to. It says, tell them the truth. Not the prepared speech. The actual truth that you feel nothing. That the confetti is falling on a stranger, that 6 years of your specific left knee ache have arrived here and the arrival is silent. And that honesty, unrewarded, in the middle of the noise, why? That is the win. The rock reached the top. You looked at it clearly. Now face the slope. The two traditions still arguing about this one, Stoicism and existentialism, are in the parking lot right now. Stoicism says the emptiness is accurate and you should get back to work. Existentialism says you're not done yet because now you have to choose what comes next. They are not going to agree. Come back tomorrow and bring the question that's underneath your silence.
And that is tonight's main card. delivered at no cost to you, the viewer, the listener, the seeker. I want you to know that I have filed a formal complaint with the promoters. A tuxedo was pressed. A microphone was warmed. 15 traditions entered the building, and only the question walked out unchanged. And they gave it away free. If this show has ever helped you locate yourself inside a tradition you didn't know you believed in, consider supporting it. Visit thegodshow.us and keep this free daily multilingual project running. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. Tonight's final image, somewhere out there. Someone is holding a cold trophy in a quiet locker room. And the silence is the most honest thing in the room. Let it speak. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.